You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and Natalie Phelan. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, three big events at HCL are approaching fast. The Friends of HCL Book Sale, Comic Fest, and the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We'll give you all the details. There's only 1 week left to enter for your chance to win a National Library Month gift basket. Brought to you by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer reads recipes the same way she reads science fiction. She gets to the end and says, well, that's not going to happen. This year's summer concert schedule, plus other upcoming speakers and performers on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer, and good morning, Natalie. Is Natalie's microphone on?
It is, I think. Give it a shot. Say good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
We're good.
And for the second week in a row, Jennifer has chosen to play the Beatles to open the show.
This is my second choice for last week.
And why is this?
Well, going, you know, still the Jennifer here.
Yes. But why Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Because she loved jewelry.
Okay.
So diamonds.
And actually some garden references in there, too. Okay, so Natalie probably doesn't know this, that I'm a big Beatles fan, so here's the backstory of the song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It came out on the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The song, the origin of the song, it is still under debate. John Lennon claims, Natalie, that his young son, Julian, came home from school one day with a picture. And it was of a girl flying through the air, and John asked his son, well, what is this? And he said, this is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So he wrote this song for that. That's what John Lennon says it is about. Everyone else in the world feels that the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is an acronym for LSD.
I never heard that.
And that's what everyone else thinks. I would like to believe John Lennon's story. But John Lennon, as you may or may not know, was a fan of LSD. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. So good morning, Natalie. How are you
today? Okay.
Good.
This is the second year in a row you've been, third year in a row you've been on our radio show on Take Your Child to Work Day?
Yeah.
Or is it Take Your Daughter to Work Day?
It's now it's child.
It's just child now? They switched it. It used to be daughter? Mm-hmm. Why is that? Was there a Take Your Son to Work Day and another day? And
no,
they combined
it was politically incorrect. And the origin of the day was to encourage young girls to, you know,
to
that
work,
they could do anything.
And instead of sitting at home and...
No.
I don't know like your
you
point
can,
here.
You can be anything you want. You know, you're not just...
What do you
want
to be when you grow up, Natalie? President of the Chamber of Commerce?
I want to be a champion horse rider.
Oh, right. I like that. And you've ridden horses, I assume, already? You're not afraid?
No.
I'm afraid of riding horses. I'm not afraid of betting on them, Natalie, but I'm afraid of riding them. You're so little. Get on that big horse and you're not afraid? Wow.
Natalie's won a lot of ribbons already.
You know who's a champion horse rider? Bruce Springsteen's daughter. Did
it
you know that?
Comes back to Bruce Springsteen, Natalie.
Do you know who Bruce Springsteen is?
No.
Okay, this is like dealing with Jennifer every week. Bruce Springsteen is a famous New Jersey singer. Ever hear the song Born to Run? Tell your dad to... this is your dad's fault, Natalie. You live in New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone who lives in New Jersey has got to know who Bruce Springsteen is. It's the law. So your dad might have to go to jail for this.
Promise is promise.
What music do you like to listen to?
Pop.
Pop music? No. Give me an example. What's a good song that you like to hear right now? Maybe Jennifer has that she can play it for you.
I like any song, really.
Any like Lady Gaga? Or is that, am I dating myself?
Dating I don't know.
Who's a new pop artist? Who would you like to see if there was a concert coming to Flemington and you could pick who was going to come? Who would you pick?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. So try to find an Ariana Grande song for the next break, Jennifer, or for the half an hour break.
You got it.
Thank you. You might have to, Natalie might have to spell Ariana for you. Well, this is the library show, Natalie. Have you ever been to the Hunter County Library?
Roll your eyes, Natalie, and say yes.
Yeah.
Of course you have, haven't you? Not for a while. Is that you feeling a little guilty?
I keep begging my dad, but
okay,
he's
stupid. Okay, I know. Once again, it's your dad. I know. There's some things your dad owes us, too.
Do I need to check these lyrics before I play one of these?
No, this is... And no, there's no FCC regulations
here,
Jennifer.
I know, but we have an 8-year-old sitting in the room.
She listens to Ariana Grande. Her dad doesn't teach her anything, obviously.
Well, maybe,
so what's this
maybe
is
her
good,
father,
nothing.
No, maybe her father doesn't let her listen to... Did you ever like tell the babysitter, oh, yeah, I'm allowed
of
to do that?
Of course your mom is listening, so...
What's that, your mom?
She might be listening. What does your mom do, Natalie? Does she...
My mom wins a lot of awards.
Does she? What does your mom do?
I don't know.
You don't know? That's typical. I remember when I was that age, I had no idea what my parents did. Just thought they left for the day. And what are you doing over there, Jennifer? Are you
going
to participate in the library show?
You told me to look.
Oh, we have some events coming up this week.
You told me to look for Ariana Grande, and I did.
I thought you'd do that like off the air or something.
I have to do other things off the air.
Okay, we have some programs now that will come up this week. Tell me if any of these things, none of them is Ariana Grande, but some of them are pretty good. Next Tuesday, April 20th, that's our next program? I guess so. A garden club. Do you like gardening? Have you ever grown anything? Have you ever planted seeds and it grew into a pretty flower?
We got a program tonight.
That's canceled.
I have lots of...
Way to share.
Yeah, I have.
You have? Jennifer's a big gardener.
I am.
Or we have a garden club, Natalie. By the way, there was a program tonight that was postponed because the singer got into an auto accident.
Oh, dear. Is he okay?
I believe so.
Excellent.
I mean, it got postponed, Jennifer. It wasn't canceled.
Well, that's good.
Which
maybe they're looking for
okay.
A new singer.
Okay, back to the NCB Garden Club. It'll be Tuesday, April 20th at 7 p.m. This week, they'll be talking about soil improvement with the good guys that we can't see. Any idea what good guys that we can't see? What are they referring to, Natalie?
A flower?
They're referring to soil utilizing microbes. So microbe is a very small thing that's in dirt that helps flowers grow, I'm assuming. I'm going out on a limb here.
He doesn't know either.
Maybe I should attend this and find out what the good guys are in your garden.
Worms are good guys in your garden.
So the North County Branch Library Garden Club is drop-in. Feel free to come on by. Once again, it's Tuesday, April 28th at 7 p.m. They have a gardener swap table, which means, what do they bring in, Jennifer? Plants or seeds?
Yes.
Both?
Both.
And they, like, swap, change them with each other?
Correct.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Very nice. April 29th. Also at the North County Branch Library, we have a four artists, four media, four seasons, four views show, exhibit, artist reception, and lecture called Rural Landscapes, Four Views. The artists in question are Ketalin Luxe, Ann Rogers, Denise Saldudi, and Ann B. Freeman. So the lecture and the artist reception will be from 6 to 9 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. On date did I say? April 29th. That's next Wednesday, Jennifer? Tuesday.
Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday. And the topic of the talk is the changing rural landscape of Hunterdon County. Also, next Wednesday, April 29th, at the Hunterdon County Library, Dave and Aaron Quartet will be playing Broadway show tunes, jazz, swing, and your favorite dance music. Dave and Aaron has been a band leader in New Jersey since the 1970s. This is a popular program. Dave and Aaron has also comes with another program, too, when he doesn't.
He does song and lectures and song, yeah, like Fred Miller, but it's with recorded music and.
But this program, he will be performing with his quartet. So if you like big band music, I Highly recommend it. It's Wednesday, April 29th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. And once again, if you want to follow along at home, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar on the lower right-hand corner, and all of our program speakers and concerts are listed there. And then you can even sign up to attend right there on the webpage.
Correct. You got anything else, or should we go to commercial early?
Sure.
And I will combobulate myself?
Got it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What would you like to talk about, Natalie? Anything?
No.
Any topics? Did you find any Ariana Grande?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realty. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Huntington County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntertonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I was a liar, I gave in to the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being
kind of,
honest.
You know this one, Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Ariana Grande singing on the Library Show. Who would have ever thought? But Natalie Phelan is our guest today. And Ariana Grande is one of her favorite pop artists. By the way, Natalie, what's your middle name?
Rose.
Rose?
Isn't that
nice.
Pretty?
It is. Natalie Rose. Where's Natalie, where did that name come from? Do you have a grandmother named Natalie or... Oh, okay. Very good. And where did Jennifer get your name from?
I don't know if this is exactly where, but that song Jennifer Juniper. That my parents went through a whole
never heard of it.
list of names that, you know, we, and they didn't know any Jennifers. They also didn't know any Swellens, unfortunately.
But they wanted to name you Jennifer, but they couldn't find a Jennifer to name you after?
No. They didn't want to pick a name that everyone had. The other names in running were Jillian and Swellen.
Swellen?
Yeah, like Sue Ellen, but Swellen.
Why? How would you spell that?
S-U-E-L-L-E-N. Like Sue Ellen, but with only one E.
But just saying it real quick.
Uh-huh. I'm
Are
really
you happy
glad
with Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm glad
Maybe they could have named
Swellen.
You Juniper.
That would have been good. I don't know if that's a myth or not. I don't know when the song came out.
Interesting.
Where'd they get James from?
James came from my father named me. I don't know where it came from. My mother was so depressed for having me that she couldn't...
I'm going to let that one go.
She couldn't even name me.
I'm really sorry, Fern.
Yeah. So...
But I'm sorry. Sorry
for another
it's
day,
It's not
Jennifer.
Funny for your mother, but it's just the way it came out. It sounded really... Well, that was terrible. I'm sorry.
Okay, so welcome
here.
That was. I'm glad that I'm used to Jennifer. That my
no,
mother
just
was
because you say things like no, but you say things like that. I'm sorry. It was really inappropriate.
Okay, welcome back to the Library Show. We're joined by Natalie Phelan. Okay, Natalie, this is the time of the show where we test Jennifer's knowledge on what happened today in history on this date, which is April 23rd. And also who was born or who died on this date. So you'll see. A lot of this happened before you were born, Natalie. What year were you born?
2007.
Everything on this list happened before you were born, unfortunately. Maybe. So you learned something here. Okay, today is April 23rd. Jennifer, here's what happened. In 1348, Jennifer... The highest order of chivalry and the third most prestigious honor after the Victoria Cross and the George Cross in England and of the United Kingdom, and is dedicated to the image of the arms of St. George as England's patron saint. What was founded today?
The order of St. Michael and St. George.
That is incorrect.
If I get this wrong, I'm already in trouble because this is my husband's thing.
Oh, really? I thought this was going to be a long shot. Okay.
The not the Order of the Thistle. Garter.
Oh, that is
the order
correct.
Of the Garter.
Very good. I'm impressed. The Order of the Garter.
And there is a limited number of people who are in who can hold the title. You have to wait for someone to die to be inducted, and the Sovereign of England is automatically a member of the Garter.
I know you know so much about this. Okay, Jennifer, 1635 on April 23rd, the first public school, Natalie, is opened in the United States. The very first one. What city was that in?
Richmond, Virginia.
Looking for Boston, Massachusetts. Boston. 1914, Jennifer, the first baseball game is played at this famous field, then known as Weigman Park. It is in Chicago.
Wrigley Field?
Correct. Jennifer's on a roll today. Okay, Natalie, you might not have known this. On this date in 1985, Coca-Cola changes its formula and releases a new product. The response is overwhelmingly negative, and the original formula is back on the market in less than 3 months. So in 1985, on this date, Natalie, Coca-Cola decides, you know how popular Coca-Cola is. Everybody loves it. They changed the taste of it. And what was the name of the new product?
Wasn't it just New Coke?
It was called New Coke.
It was a trick question.
And people hated it so much that they got rid of it and brought the old one back. Thankfully, right? Do you like Coca-Cola?
Sometimes.
Do you drink soda at all? What's your favorite soda?
Sprite?
Good for you. Okay.
Your mother's influence, I'm sure.
2005, Jennifer, on this date. The first video... titled Me at the Zoo is uploaded onto what?
YouTube.
That is correct. YouTube. You know what YouTube is, Natalie?
Yeah.
You do? Are you allowed to use YouTube? Do you have a computer at home?
Yes.
Cool. Do you go to YouTube?
I watch horse videos on YouTube.
Awesome. Just horses jumping or what? Horses racing?
Both.
Everything? Do you have a Facebook page?
No.
You don't have a Facebook page. Do you have a cell phone?
No.
You okay?
I have a Facebook page. I don't have a cell phone. He's making fun of me.
Jennifer, you're in your 40s. You should be having all this. That's okay. Okay, now, Natalie, I'm going to ask Jennifer people that were born or who died on this date and see if she just knows who they are. Ah, she's got new music for this. And another Beatles song. I like. Do you like the Beatles, Jennifer?
They're growing. I like Sergeant Pepper.
Do you know who the Beatles are, Natalie? You do know who the Beatles are. How many of the four Beatles can you name? Just their first names.
I don't know their names, but I know their songs.
Can you name one of their songs? That's Birthday. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you like the Beatles. Your generation is kind of missing out on that. Okay, Jennifer, 1791, James Buchanan is born.
He was the president of the United States.
Okay, anything else? Anything he did in his presidency? He was the 15th president of the United States, Jennifer, and widely ranked as the worst president in American history. Do you know why?
The Civil War started under his... No.
He sharply divided the pro-slavery and anti-slavery partisans.
Right,
sure. Then the South seceded under his presidency.
So he
tried to make peace, and he made it worse, is what happened.
Okay.
1813, Stephen A. Douglas is born.
How appropriate. He was a great debater. Lincoln debates?
Yes, Abraham Lincoln, Jennifer. Correct. You missed the easier part of it. Okay, born in 1891, Sergei Prokofiev.
He's a composer.
Mm-hmm.
Peter and the Wolf?
Correct. Very good, Jennifer. 1928, Shirley Temple is born on April 23rd.
Do you know
Shirley Temple, Natalie?
I know a drink that's called Shirley Temple.
And you love it, right? My daughter loves that drink, too.
She was in Heidi.
Heidi is very good.
Then she later married a Mr. Black, Shirley Temple Black, and became a UN ambassador.
She was a child actress, and Natalie, she was about your age, probably, and she was in a lot of movies.
A lot of curly hair.
She sang the Good Ship Lollipop.
Animal crackers in my soup.
Okay, Jennifer, 1936, Roy Orbison is born on April 23rd.
He was a singer, Pretty Woman.
Very good. 1939, Lee Majors is born on April 23rd.
The Bionic Man. Actor.
$6 Million Man.
$6 Million Man.
Correct. Sandra Dee is born in 1942.
She was a movie star,
mm-hmm.
but kind of a prissy one. I can't think of what she was in. I don't know what she
was in. Tammy, also famously married to who?
Rock Hudson.
No. Incorrect.
I don't know.
Bobby Darin, okay. Hervé Villechaize, 1943.
He was a movie star, TV star. He was Tattoo in Fantasy Island.
Correct.
And he met an unpleasant...
Joyce DeWitt. What happened to him? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
She was an actress and a dancer. She was in Three's Company. She was Janet. Right.
Janet in Three's Company was born today in 1949. Michael Moore was born in 1954.
He was a movie maker. He did that movie. He did that movie. And Me, and they always left one empty seat in the theater so that you could come in and sit down.
Roger and Me?
No.
Correct. He did.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. Bowling for Columbine, all those documentaries about... certain topics, capitalism in America, etc. Jennifer Valerie Bertinelli?
She was an actress married to Eddie Van Halen. She was the daughter on One Day at a Time.
Very good. That she was born in 1960. On this date in 1968, Jennifer, Timothy McVeigh is born.
He was convicted of the Oklahoma City bombing.
Well, not very good, but you got that correct. Why did you pause there?
Well, because, you know, you got a lot of...
Buster Crabb was born in 1983 on April 23rd.
Buster who?
Crabb.
Nope.
He was an Olympic swimmer turned actor.
Okay.
Kind of like Johnny Weissmuller.
Mm, okay. Tarzan.
1986, Howard Arlen was born. Harold Arlen. Most famous for Over the Rainbow.
Oh, that's his name?
Yes.
I didn't know his name.
It's Harold Arlen.
And Judy Garland.
1966, Jennifer.
You're going backwards?
This person died.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Harold Arlen died. So did Buster Crabbe, by the way.
Oh.
Those last two people died on this date. And so did this person in 1996, Pamela Travers.
P.L. Travers, Mary Poppins?
Correct.
The author of Mary Poppins.
In 1998, which is kind of surprising because I thought he was executed, James Earl Ray.
No, he died. He was in... He assassinated Martin Luther King.
Correct.
I think he had kidney disease or something, and he was on a transplant.
Why wasn't he put to death?
Because he
died. For murdering Martin Luther King.
Because he died first.
Because he died first?
These things take time.
Why was he executed?
Can we not talk about executions in front of the... You know, this is a happy day, Jim.
Okay, but boy, this is like a strange world, Jennifer telling me to...
Jennifer doesn't like executions. Beheadings really bother her.
No one's talking about that, Jennifer.
No, I'm just saying. She doesn't like
great
executions.
Great. Nice to bring that up. Natalie, I apologize for Jennifer.
He's talking about...
I know who Martin Luther King is.
Okay, cool.
I gotta go. That's Jeremiah.
Who was he?
He fought for white and black. Equal?
Right. Equal rights between whites and blacks. That's correct. So you learn about him in school, and you get a day off because of him in January.
I get a longer weekend.
Yes. Thank you, Martin Luther King Jr. Who was on the phone, Jennifer?
Who's on the phone, Jeremiah? Jeremiah's on the phone to talk about Comic Fest Day.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
Natalie, put your headphones on so that you can hear him. I'm going to have the thing on
Jeremiah Harris will now join us, and he'll be talking about the upcoming Comic Fest at the Huntington County Library coming May 16th. Here's Jeremiah with all the details.
Hey, guys. We're putting on the Huntington Comic Fest at the Huntington County Library on Saturday, May 16th. It's going to go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got lots of artists and comics showing up. Scott Hanna, an artist, inker for Marvel and DC Comics. Mike Stewart, who's a writer and also wrote for Marvel and Disney. Pamela Patak, who's showing up, who was a fashion designer on Project Runway. A show I've never seen, by the way, but still. We've also got some other artists who are creators that are going to be showing up. Rob Feldman, John Schmettenberger, and some other comic artists, illustrators. Shannon O'Connell, who's going to be appearing as well. There's going to be a lot of things going on, a lot of activities. There's going to be cosplay happening throughout the entire day. We're going to be having three panels throughout the day. We haven't actually worked out who's going to be in what panel just yet.
We did, actually. Did you get your email this morning?
Yeah, but we have to confirm it with everyone. We haven't finalized all the panels yet. So that's going to happen. There's going to be live gaming. You can do like board games. We're doing our own little live Minecraft that's going to be happening throughout the entire day. So there's a lot of different activities, some coloring masks and things like that. So that's our big day.
That's your big day. Do you have any questions, Jim? He's looking at his phone.
Well, while you're doing that, let me at least say, you know, thank you to everyone that's been helping the PR committee as well. All the support we've gotten from the Youth Services Department.
And actually now Leslie Stensman, who's today is her birthday, for the gallon of glue and duct tape that she donated.
All right. We'll thank her as well. And the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
And the Book Garden for...
And the Book Garden.
Kicking all the... And Rob Feldman has been doing a tremendous amount of the legwork.
Yes.
With the presenters and the panels.
Yes.
I'm getting a good vibe from this. Like, this is going to be a huge day.
Well, we've gotten a lot of press. There's been a lot of... press releases that have been put out, and my picture appeared in the paper, which I didn't.
Did it really?
Is it in the print?
It's on there. I don't know if it's on the print version. I haven't
seen
the Democrats.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to see what Jeremiah looks like, go to nj.com/Hunterdon.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's
Or to read about Comic Fest, Jennifer, which is the point of the article.
I'm not that important. But, yeah, so all of that, that's going on, and thank you to all of our supporters and everyone that's helped put it together.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, I guess Kendra's going to be putting together the... Do you play Minecraft, Natalie? We have Natalie Phelan, the president's daughter, with us.
Hello, Natalie.
Does this sound like a fun day to you, Natalie?
Kind of.
If we had horses there, she'd be in.
She could dress up as one or, you know, her favorite character if she likes that.
And we are going to have the artists and the authors will be in the gallery at tables handing out comic books, signing things.
Yeah.
And you got the layout all set out, how you want to set things up? And
pretty much, yes.
So we're going to need a lot of help on Friday to set everything up. Friday, I'm assuming, things are going
to
get set up.
We have to move some tables around. There's going to be some displays through the library starting next week.
What about, you need those panels and things like that to set things up?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You should probably have those out behind some of the speakers.
So it's all going to progress pretty well, but I just want to say thank you guys all, and...
Sounds like you're doing a great job, Jeremiah. So,
and Jeremiah's really Jeremiah and Kendra are really the ones putting this all together. I just, you know,
be ready to do it again next year when it's a huge hit.
Oh, we'll have everything ready. All right, guys.
All right, thanks.
Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
And that's Comic Fest once again, May 16th, from 10 to 3. Jennifer.
10 to 4.
10 to 4 at the Huntington County Library. Just go to our webpage. hclibrary.us. Click on the link right on the homepage for...
We're boring her.
All details. We're boring Natalie.
No, you're not.
We can talk about anything you want to, Natalie. She knew who Martin Luther King was.
I know. It's awesome. I'm glad the schools are doing something. You want
okay.
to read the weather?
We're halfway through our show. We don't have any news to go to, but we will recap the weather for you. Natalie, it's 52 degrees today. It feels a lot cooler than that, though. Essentially flurrying earlier, Jennifer had referred to earlier. Tomorrow, the temperature improves a little bit. Sunny skies, 53 degrees. And then Saturday and Sunday, your weekend, 62 degrees and sunny on Saturday, and mostly cloudy on Sunday with 61 degrees. And Monday, it remains in the 60s. So maybe we're getting past these 40-degree days finally.
I sure hope so.
May will be coming next Friday. Is that the first day
of
May?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
You know what May 2nd is?
Kentucky Derby.
It is correct. I thought that might interest Natalie. The Kentucky Derby. You watch that every year on TV? I thought I was leading you into something about the Kentucky Derby. Do you have something?
Not yet. Next week. Next week.
I thought you, before the show, you were telling me...
No.
I thought you were giving me a hint to lead you into the Kentucky Derby.
No, I have...
Okay, last week on this show, if you've listened in the past, Jennifer, Natalie would be interested in this, because Natalie's our target audience.
That's
Stop
what I'm
rolling
saying.
Your eyes,
I'm
Jennifer.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I have a
You're not rolling
condition.
Your eyes.
I have a nervous condition.
Natalie, did Jennifer just roll her eyes?
Yeah.
Of course
she
did.
Whose side are you on, Natalie? Go sit over there.
Okay, Natalie, it's our target audience for this. Jennifer and I have been kicking around the idea for a mystery series, kind of like the Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew,
except
I thought there wasn't anything like that nowadays, so I thought we should start one ourselves. So Jennifer took the initiative and actually started writing it, which I'm very impressed with, and Jennifer has the first two pages that she would like to read to us, Natalie, so
you
can be a good judge if this is an interesting story to you or not, okay?
Okay.
This is the first I'm hearing of it too, Natalie.
Okay. Talia gave the long Carter one last impatient look. Black eyes.
Wait, what?
Talia?
I'm lost already.
Talia, that's a girl's name.
Talia?
Yes.
All right.
I sent you the girl's names.
We're going to have to change that.
No.
Do you like the name Talia? Maybe no. Natalie should be one of the girl's names.
No, because they have meaning. The girl's names have
Natalie
meanings.
Rose.
Gave the long Carter one last impatient look, black eyes snapping, and sighed. She shifted her backpack higher on her shoulder and walked down the short flight of stairs to the breezeway doors. Using her shoulder, Talia shoved her way through the double doors, and without taking time to admire the jungle scene mural painted on the walls, or looking for the parrot she called Percival, she came to the next set of doors and peered through the smudged windows before falling off balance and stumbling through, expecting to see her twin sister Tina on the other side. The hallway of their classrooms for the students in first through third grade was quiet. The doors closed to each room. Curious by nature, her mother called it nosy. Talia dropped her backpack on the ground and dragged it by the straps, stood tippy-toe at the window of each door, and looked into the darkened rooms, one by one, hoping to see something mysterious or out of place. Talia was never quite sure what something mysterious was, and hoped this thing wouldn't also be dangerous. A very well-read fifth grader, Talia had a good vocabulary, and according to her last report card, was a very good dictionary user, which she found a little odd that a teacher would need to point out the obvious, but wasn't sure she could be both smart and brave. A person could be one or the other, of that she was sure, but both at the same time, she gave her head a little shake. She doubted. At the end of the short corridor, Talia unzipped the outside pocket of her backpack and pulled out a battered notebook. Nothing was better in Talia's mind than a notebook. New ones were full of promise. Ones with many entries were filled with secrets. Not that Talia kept a diary. That was for babies. She had stopped hers in third grade. No, Talia's notebook, written in a freshly sharpened number 2 pencil, was full of her observations, all neatly dated and timed. And lists. Talia loved lists. Once in a while, Talia would add a small sketch, but Tina was really the artist. Talia felt words were more reliable. Tina. Talia had been distracted so long, looking for something mysterious, she forgot that she was also looking for her sister. Talia jammed her notebook into her coat pocket, stuck her pencil behind her ear. No, she was not afraid she would trip, and it would poke out her eardrum. Okay, so she was afraid she would trip. It was almost inevitable she would trip. But she really didn't see how the wooden pencil would make a sharp left turn with the intent of poking out her eardrum. She felt that was just one of the things grown-ups said to make you think they knew more than you did. Talia skipped down the last 3 stairs to the entryway and opened the door outside. Talia enjoyed the many different ways she could propel herself forward and used the different methods often. Walking, strolling, running, skipping, hopping, though she didn't do hopping too often, her balance was a little off. Sometimes even jumping, though this took a little longer than the other methods. Strolling was Talia's favorite way to move when she was feeling pensive quite often, and skipping her second favorite because it made her feel joyful. Feeling joyful also made Talia feel a little smug, because it reminded her she knew properly how to use the adverb hopefully. So many people, grown-ups too, misused it as a sentence adverb, something which should never be done according to the American Heritage Dictionary 5th edition. Whenever Talia heard someone say, "Hopefully we'll be there," she felt like retorting, "So you will be there, and brimming with hope to boot. How wonderful." Talia wouldn't admit it, but she really didn't know what a sentence adverb was. She'd find out, though. It was in her notebook under the title Things to Look Up. Talia knew that looking up things and writing down the answers helped people remember them better. Talia liked being smart. Her father just called her a smart aleck. Too warm for a jacket, Talia had stuffed her windbreaker into her backpack earlier in the day. It was sunny, and she preferred traveling incognito, so she pulled out her sunglasses pilfered from Mommy's closet, the ones shaped like cat's eyes. Mommy was nearsighted, though, so the sunglasses made Talia's world blurry. She didn't really mind. If she squinted and tilted her head just so, things didn't look so distorted.
I'm impressed. That's just like, you know, all the details that a book has.
Well, thank you.
That's very good. Though I wanted to hear we don't know anything about Tina yet. So that's how you start. You got to introduce the character.
I don't know anything about
writing a book.
Neither do I.
But we got to hook them, though, somewhere in the beginning, though, too.
Aren't you fast?
I like the little details, though. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
What do you think, Nanny? Would you like Talia? Would that be somebody that you'd be a friend with? By the way, Talia is not... I don't know if that name is going to be the name.
Of course it is.
not really.
She doesn't have a horse.
We'll work with horse in there somewhere.
Talia means morning dew.
Okay.
And Tina is spelled T-Y-N-A, which is an Old English spelling, and it means a river, moving river.
That's too deep. No pun intended, of course.
No, because if the river was too deep,
it would
be an
estuary. Tina. People are going to call it...
No, because it will work in how to say it.
Okay, so that's a little thing. I love all the details about it.
Thank you.
Have you thought about how Tina's... Is Tina the one that's going to disappear, obviously?
Obviously.
Or is she gone already?
I don't know.
The way you started, I'm assuming she's already gone.
Perhaps.
So, which would be good, because then the reader has to learn about her. We don't know anything about her through Talia. So Talia's like going to So who's going to play Talia in the movie?
Natalie.
Shirley Temple? Who's a good child actress right now? Who's a good child?
I have no idea. Last one I remember is Anissa Jones.
It'll be animated. Disney will pick up the rights and it'll be like Elsa and Anna. What movie am I referring to there?
Frozen.
Very good.
That is Jim Thatcher's.
I kind of like Frozen.
Just kind of?
What we talked about this. You like Beauty and the Beast, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You said that last time.
That
we can check the archives.
Jim, she's 8 years old now. Are you 8 yet?
I really like The Lion King, too.
Lion King is awesome.
Are you 8 yet?
Next week.
Have you seen The Lion King?
Yeah, she has a birthday.
Well, Jennifer, so are you excited to keep writing?
I am.
Should I sit there, or am I hurting you by making suggestions,
no.
Or should I just let you go?
No, this is our thing, Jim.
Feels like the pen was flowing there for you.
I woke up in the middle of the night and had a couple of, and then I finished adding some details in this morning.
Well, I'm very impressed. Thank you very much. We got to think of a title, too.
Well, you could get a working title, maybe.
Oh, something that happens. Okay. But this is going to be a series, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't solve everything, unless you want it just to be one book.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Natalie, what's the last movie you saw? Do you remember?
Into the Woods.
Oh, was that good?
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't scary?
My little brother really thought it was... I think he was a little scared, but I wasn't.
How old is Cameron?
2.
That's based on a play,
but he was
right?
1 when we brought him.
It's a musical. He was...
He was 1 when we brought him.
Oh.
How old is he now?
2.
You weren't paying
so attention. So I haven't seen... That was the last movie. It was a year ago, Natalie? You'd
I
have to take your
to
daughter to a movie in a year?
That's not true. You just went to a movie with your birthday. We went to a Saturday movie. I went to AMC Theaters just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we sat right in the front row.
And what movie was that, Natalie?
Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella.
I used to watch Cinderella with Mommy about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the last movie.
So that was about 3 weeks ago. But what movie did we see about 2 months? Probably about 2 months ago.
There's dead air probably because they can't hear you.
Oh, you're on the air.
We're on the air. How about that?
Yeah, we're... just
your headsets off.
Cause,
we saw Cinderella.
I don't know who wore the headset before me.
Cinderella, right?
Uh-huh.
Tell them. What'd you like about Cinderella?
The dress.
Was this the original Cinderella?
This was the new one that came out.
It's live action.
It's live action? So they don't have, like, the dancing mice?
I don't know.
They
didn't
see it. Was there mice in there that dance?
There was the mice.
Birds help her get dressed in the morning? No, not in this one? Did she have the dog? Was the cat Lucifer in it?
Yeah. And this part, I don't know about it. I forget everything.
No, it's okay.
Did they sing in it? Is it a musical?
I can't remember what movie we saw 2 months ago.
Night at the Museum, Secret of the
Night
Jew.
Night at the Museum, that was it. We saw the one in London about the, Night at the Museum in London.
You saw it in London?
We did. We went to London. We flew on the private jet of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
We didn't!
You have to be careful where you put your prepositional phrases. Talia will tell you that.
It's time for a break.
You think it's time for a break?
It's
all right,
time for
the president
a commercial
said
break,
we have to pay some bills, so we'll be right back after these messages.
You know, I told you people something a long time ago, and it's just as pertinent today as it was then. Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatosh of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and Natalie Phelan.
Natalie joins us on Abandon Your Child to Work. I mean, Take Your Child to Work Day.
I was just going to say that. We're getting so fired, Natalie. We loved having you the last 3 years, but this will be our last show. I do want to apologize again to Fern. Just the way you came out with that, it sounded hysterical.
Don't apologize.
I'm so sorry. That was really inappropriate.
Why are you apologizing to her? You should be apologizing to me.
Well, I apologize to you, too. But
I was the poor little boy that was like a dinosaur. Let's just leave it right there.
Just the way, you know the Rodney Dangerfield joke when I was born, I was so ugly, the doctor slapped my mother. It just came out like that. Okay. I just feel really bad that I laughed.
Got it. Hear any good jokes lately, Natalie? Think about it. If you got one, you can interrupt us. Right, we have about 6 minutes left, Jennifer.
Well, as you mentioned, May 1st is Friday next week.
Yes.
Which means it will be the next edition of the Jim Thatch bookmark.
Correct.
That's just a little hint in case you...
I had a good idea for it, Bob, actually.
No, I'm just very bored.
Okay. We're sorry you're bored. We do our best.
Now you know how our listeners feel, Natalie.
But May 1st, the library will be closed until 1 o'clock, and the North County and South County branches till 1:30. We're having a little staff and service day. Yes, we all tried to. But we're going to be learning a lot about the new technology, about a lot of new technologies, a lot of new devices, so that we can...
am I expected to do that day, Jennifer?
I think nothing. I'm not sure.
That's awesome.
Because the thing I was going to do, nobody answered. So we were I had wanted to set up a thing where we would have the staff tell us their favorite books, their favorite summer reads, and tweet them with a hashtag.
Okay.
So that our patrons could easily find them. So we sent out an email, which I'm sure you didn't read, and it said, "Send me 100."
I've been accused a lot of that lately.
Send 132 characters, telling me about your favorite book. One person responded.
I don't read, Jennifer. I thought we were...
And I said, it's a books or DVD.
You know what my book is? It's the yet untitled young mystery Italian Tina book.
Okay. So I think we were going to do that together. So instead of having the recorded books rep come and talk about Zinnia.
What about the idea that was brought up at our last meeting about having an intro... This isn't good radio talk. This has nothing to do with anybody unless you work at the library. So
we'll talk about it on the way out. But then Saturday, May 2nd, is what I'm leading up to, is the first day of the Friends book sale.
That's correct. Friday?
Well, Friday is the preview sale, but it's sold out. It is sold out.
So let's briefly talk about the book sale.
We are collecting books in the lobby of the headquarters North County and South County Branch Library.
From your estimations, are they getting a lot of books?
We're getting a fair number.
Not as many as the past? They didn't have as many drives. That's why I asked.
Yeah, it's hard to it's a little bit hard to tell because it isn't as long. It's a shorter period, so I expected a glut of books because it's only 1 week.
Natalie, next Saturday, your dad has to take you to the book sale. Then you can, books are like real cheap. They're like a quarter each. Is that true?
Not really.
Well, they're really cheap, Natalie. Get a bunch of books. And it's over where the fair is. You've been to the fair, right?
Where Community Day is. She went to Community
right.
Day.
So they're having a big book sale. Not
I bet
this.
My dad's probably going to forget.
Yep, there's a surprise.
Ooh, I'll just wake him up.
But they'll have DVDs there and CDs. They probably have Ariana Grande.
They might do.
And DVDs, The Lion King. You might be able to score a Lion King DVD.
So the big book drive is this weekend at South County Park on 179, where the Hunterdon County 4-H and Agricultural Fair is held. Do you have the times there, right there?
For the book drives, Jennifer?
Correct.
The book drives are this Saturday, April 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, April 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come rain or shine, but there is no rain in the forecast.
And you just pull up to the line and volunteer?
They'll unload the car for you. So get as many books in that car and DVDs and CDs and what else they accept, Jennifer? I'll tell you right now. Glad you asked. Children's books, large print books, DVDs, CDs, video games. Natalie, they have video games. Books Yay. On CD, paperback books, and they're all real cheap. You'll find something that you'll like. We'll remind your dad for you.
Yes, we will. And then at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, get in line.
Note on his head.
I'm not saying a word. If you're a member of the Friends of the Library, you can line up and get in early bird admission from 8 to 10. And why wouldn't you want to join the Friends of the Library? And if for some reason you forgot to join the Friends and you're a late riser, apparently like the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
He's actually a very early riser.
Is he? Okay. You show up at 10 o'clock and get in for free and shop all day. Shop till 5 o'clock. And then come back Sunday and shop 10 to 3. And then come back Monday and bring a bag. It's bag day on Monday. Do you have the new bag day? This is a new feature.
I thought you knew all about this, Jennifer. I'm letting you talk.
I don't know the new stuff.
Okay, Sunday is bag day, Jennifer. $5 a bag. They'll give you a bag, and for $5 you can fill
books
it up.
Are boring.
One big bag. Could you fill a bag with books? That sounds boring. Filling a bag.
The books
with books?
Are the books are good, but the bag is going to be boring. It doesn't do
bag.
Anything. It just sits there.
Okay, Jennifer. Natalie has a suggestion. Bags that don't just sit there.
This I can think. I think Talia's got to
do something.
I think Talia's going to have a bag issue.
The only thing I have to do with them.
Okay,
is
as long as none of these kids have any of your issues, Jennifer. Don't put any of yourself in this book or anything about me.
You don't think
don't model a character after me.
I had never occurred to me, but maybe Tina will be like Jim Thatch.
In what way?
I haven't decided yet. Tall, dark, and handsome.
So this is... Ooh, thank you.
Okie dokie. Natalie's getting hungry and bored. And she was just informed lunch is not forthcoming. You know, it's kind of hard because you probably eat lunch really early in school, don't you?
Usually like at 12:05.
Yeah. See, like when you work in the real world, like when you're a grown-up, sometimes you don't eat lunch till 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Don't listen to her, Natalie. You just enjoy being a child. Don't.
I didn't say don't.
Appreciate school. Jennifer wishes she could switch places with you right now.
I would right now.
You believe that? Would you switch places with Jennifer?
Never.
No. Good girl.
I like ice cream.
Oh, I like ice cream, too. What's your favorite flavor?
I actually like Rita's Ice more.
Do you? What's your favorite Rita's Ice flavor? I know what you like.
Strawberry, Swedish fish.
You like Dilly's.
And mango.
You like Dilly's ice cream, I know.
Yeah, but the last time we went there, I couldn't get one because the line was so long.
But I think I saw a picture of you recently.
You could have gotten one, you just would have had to wait in line.
I think I saw a picture of you recently at Dilly's. Is this true?
I don't remember what my dad did. I think it was just, it was me eating a hamburger.
That's right.
Was in the newspaper?
No, it was on Facebook. You really got a friend or father.
Will do.
You get to see all kinds of pictures of Natalie and Cameron.
Jennifer, what time is it, by the way?
I don't know. It's 11:56. I want to hear about Cameron eating a french fry. So okay. He wouldn't get you ice cream. He buys you a hamburger. Takes you to Dilly's, buys you hamburgers, but won't get you ice cream?
No, sometimes I get ice cream. It's just my little brother, I have to wait until my little brother's done eating, and he inhales french fries, and he loves corn.
Corn's one of my favorites.
One time he ate 3 sticks of corn.
I like corn. I could see that.
And only one.
I know. Well, this is true.
I like corn, too. When's corn season start?
Sometime, like in August, that's all I'll eat for dinner is corn on the cob.
I don't like the canned corn.
No.
I agree with you, Natalie.
Yeah.
It's not fresh.
We live in the right county, Natalie. That's right. I could tell you that much.
All right. Well, it's 11:57, and Jim Gunot is... Is Jim Gunot standing in the hallway, Natalie?
No, no one.
No one. Well, you know what? I'll have to put the rewind on until Jim Gunot steps into the hallway. So, thank you for listening. Thanks, Natalie, for stopping by. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. The library is always there for you.
Good night.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
Last year gave Michigan a failing grade in establishing a legal network to protect children. A series of new laws on the crime take effect this year in the state, including extension of the statute of limitations for prosecutions to 25 years. Alice J. says she was forced to work in several illegal establishments during 6 years after being forced into human trafficking in Grand Rapids.
I spent in and out of brothels, places disguised as massage parlors.
A former tobacco industry executive is out to expose how tobacco companies target children. LaTanisha Wright is the founder and director of Follow the Signs, LLC, in Atlanta, Georgia.
The goal of the event is to raise awareness of tobacco industry retail marketing and how it impacts nicotine addiction, youth access to tobacco, as well as tobacco-related morbidity and mortality.
Wright says she was appalled when she worked in marketing at Brown & Williamson Tobacco and how the company tried to get young customers. She's spreading the message about how parents can protect their children from any kind of tobacco and the dangers of e-cigarettes. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-713. 6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, it's 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 40 degrees right now in Flemington. It is clear skies and west-northwest winds at